Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Matthew, the 7th chapter, Matthew 7, we've been on this subject for some weeks now, and the Lord is really helping us, really helping us. Matthew 7, 1, Jesus said, "Judge not that you be not judged." Now, most all Christians would agree that you shouldn't judge. But why did Jesus say not to judge? For your own personal benefit. So you won't be judged. He said, "For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again." Ever how we treat our fellow man, our human being, fellow human being, our fellow brother and sister in Christ, that's how we're going to be dealt with. Verse 3, "Why beholdest thou the mote that is in your brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that's in your own eye?" Now, he hasn't changed subjects. He's still talking about judging. Now, when you talk about judging, virtually everybody, even non-Christians, will agree you should not judge. And people are most strong on you not judging me. Right? Oh yeah, don't you judge me, don't judge me. Some years ago I was in a place and I was ministering on Walking in Love. And after the service, this lady came and she said, Brother Keith, that's it. "I've been trying to tell all these folks they're supposed to be walking in love with me and they just won't listen." I said, "Sister, you missed the whole deal." You're not supposed to be trying to listen for other people. You can't listen for other people. Can you? You can't hear for them. Where's so-and-so? They need to hear this. Where are they? Well, the Lord knew who was going to be here. And you here. Right? And I'm here, so let's hear for ourselves. So we shouldn't be thinking about you shouldn't be judging me. If you're judging them for judging you, how are you doing any better than them? Judging is judging. We're not supposed to be looking at them or examining them in that regard. We're to consider ourselves that I'm not judging you. Mm-hmm. Now, when you talk about this, if you bring it up in a situation, let's don't judge them, what is usually the response? Don't judge them. Let's not judge them. What people usually reply? They'll usually say, I'm not judging them. No, I wasn't judging them. And if you believe everybody that says that, you would wonder why Jesus even said this, because it's just like it's not a problem. Nobody's doing it. No, the truth is, I would be very surprised and impressed if you made it all week and didn't judge anybody. Talking about you. And there are numerous, if you hadn't been with us, we've already covered a whole lot of ground, but you will be supernaturally pressured and tempted to judge other people. There's no accident. You have to watch your mouth and you have to watch your mind and you have to get a hold of yourself on a regular basis or you will be judging people or you will be joining in with other people that are judging folks. You have to watch it. You have to stay on top of it because the enemy is actively bringing thoughts and suggestions and temptations and feelings to you on a continuous basis. And the reason he's doing that is because he wants to get to you to hurt you. And the way only way he can do that is for you to get judged. And if the way he can get you judged is if he can get you to judge other people, then you're going to get judged. And that will give him access to you. Now, if that sounds strange to you, like I said, we've already covered a lot of ground on this. Go online, be the easiest, quickest way. Download the previous things. We've gone into great detail about all this. Won't cost you anything. But he talks about beholding the mote or speck that's in your brother's eye, considering not the beam that's in your own eye. Keep reading. How will you say to your brother, let me pull out the mote out of your eye, and behold, a beam is in your own eye. Now this is making a big deal out of a little thing in somebody else's life and completely ignoring a big thing in your own life. Reckon you've ever done that? Just look straight ahead and smile. You don't have to raise your hand. Making a big deal out of a little thing in somebody else's life while ignoring a big thing in my own life. This is judging. You hypocrite, he said. First cast out the beam, the big thing, out of your own eye, and then you shall see clearly to cast out the mote, the little thing, speck, out of your brother's eye. Two big keys to not getting judged. One, judging yourself. Two, not judging anybody else. Now, go with me to Romans, the 12th chapter. And we need to take a little time because there's a theme that runs through the latter part of this book. It's actually through the entire book. But the part we want to emphasize right now, chapters 12, 13, 14, 15 of Romans, this keeps coming up. And I myself see it clearer now than I ever have. The Lord's showing us things. He's helping us out. And as we read it, you'll see what I'm talking about. Romans 12, 1. Romans 12, 1 says, I beseech you, brethren, by the what? Mercies. By the what? Mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Keep on reading. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove whether it's that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given to me, he's talking about mercy. He's talking about grace. To every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. He didn't say not to think highly of yourself. What did he say? Don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to. Now, what is more highly than you ought to? Well, more highly than what's true. Yes, sir. Pride is not believing good things about yourself. That's true. Right. Pride is believing lies. Yes, mm-hmm. Believing things about yourself that's not true. Mm-hmm. Okay. Amen. Going beyond what's true. Pride is accompanied with deception. Obadiah 3 says, the pride of your heart has deceived you. And you cannot separate humility from honesty. You can't separate humility from honesty. One of the big core issues or characteristics of humility is that it is truthful. It is honest. Skip down to verse 10. And I'm just, of course, it'd be best for us to read all of this, but it takes some time to read, you know, these four chapters. So I'm just going to highlight it. Be kindly affectioned one to another, with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Talking about kindness. Verse 15. Rejoice with them that rejoice, and weep with them that weep. I believe you're going to see this in a clearer light than we've ever seen this before. We know this is true, we know this is right, but so many times things have been taken out of context. When he's saying, rejoice with them that rejoice, weep with them that weep, what specifically was he talking about? He was talking about being kind to people. He was talking about mercy and grace. Come on, can you see this? Verse 16 gives more light. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. And be not wise in your own conceits. Now this is King James, and maybe a little different than we talk today. But what he's talking about is the same thing James talked about, and the same thing you see in Ephesians and Colossians, we're going to touch on a little bit, is that we're not respecters of persons. We treat everybody the same, and the same way we treat everybody is with kindness. And we are not haughty. How many can see, be not wise in your own conceits, goes with the very first part of the chapter. Yeah. Don't think more highly of yourself than you ought. He's still talking about the same thing. Condescend to men of low estate. What is he talking about? He's talking about not seeing yourself as superior. And holding yourself above them and looking down on them. But being willing, even if you are doing better than they are, being willing to reach down.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's acting like God.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Come on, can you see this? The Lord has reached down from perfect holiness and perfect righteousness into our lives that were so soiled and so stained. Is that right?
Yes.
And yet, aren't you thankful that Jesus, that's what Philippians talks about, he didn't think it was a thing too highly and too prized for him to lay aside. But he laid aside his mighty weight and power and glory and became like other men.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Was born in a stable. Walked down here in the muck where we walk. And saved us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.